So kids before these stickers
yeah.
would just eat and drink anything. But once the stickers happened, they knew.
Well, they saw Mr. Yuck and they were like, oh, he doesn't want me to drink this.
I don't know. But
if I drink this, Mr. Yuck's going to come and beat the shit out of me. What was the message?
Like,
I don't want Mr. Yuck to come and beat me up.
What if RoboCop was not a robot at all? And everybody was in love with Paul.
Giamatti.
What if Bigfoot joined the Cullen Clan? And the brave little toaster fell in love with a man?
What?
Isn't that better? Detective Mike became a giant spider, and every movie was directed by Snyder
Cut. This isn't really maintaining the integrity of my creative vision. Snyder Action.
Isn't that better? So much better. Isn't that better? Better Movie Club.
I don't think they speak our language.
Well, if that's the case, then what the hell are they doing here?
Look, we don't have to bring politics into it. They're from space. It's not the same as... Well, it's not the same as what you would normally react to that about, Austin Wyford.
Well, I just think if you're gonna visit Montana, you should speak Montanan.
It's pronounced Montanian.
Montanan.
Well, no, if you're going to visit Montana, if you're going to live in Montana, you should probably speak Montanian.
Montanan.
Montanian.
Montanan.
Why you keep doing, there's an I. There's an I after the first N. Montanian.
Montanan.
Hey, could you guys keep it down? Are you guys also bird watching? That's just, you're scaring away the birds, I think.
Them birds don't even speak Montanan.
Holy fuck.
What?
It speaks Montanian.
Huh? Who?
Wait,
me?
Hold on. Let me take that bird mask off.
Well, no, you're going to scare the birds away because they won't think I'm a giant bird anymore.
Leah, what are you doing in the bird costume?
Bird watching.
We save that costume for when we do bird movies.
Oh, is this not a bird movie?
Oh, my God. No, everything that flies isn't a bird, Leah.
Prove it.
She does have you there. She got you there.
Well, okay, your phrase, bird in sky, human on land, doesn't work because not everything on land is a human and not everything in the sky is a bird.
I think you're wrong. I think if you look closely, you'll find that my logic is airtight.
Okay, in this one instance, it was you in a bird costume and not something that wasn't human on land.
Uh-huh.
But also, those birds are just perched in trees. They're not flying. So are they humans when they're perched in trees?
No, because like that's not like, that their natural state. Like, you know how sometimes I jump in the air for a second, I don't become a bird.
Well, if it's bird in sky, human on land.
I'm a bird when I jump in the air?
You must be, by your logic.
Oh my
I don't
God.
Believe it.
Oh my God, I'm a bird.
I think the only birds should be parrots because they can speak Montanan.
Well, I'm Andrew Farley.
I'm Austin Wyford.
And I'm Leah Merce.
I said
my own name wrong
just
now.
And there's Leah Merce.
I'm Leah Morris, and sometimes I'm a bird.
And this week we watched a movie all about birds.
That's right.
It had Bird Amy Adams, Hawkeye, and Hawks are birds.
Forrest Whitaker.
Famous bird, Forrest Whitaker. Arrival.
Birds Live in Forests.
And what an arrival it was.
It was the R-est of times. It was the rivalest of times.
Ah, yes. Arrival.
It are the I-est of times. It are the illest of times. Yeah, so we watched Arrival. Very cool. We all loved every single part of it. Mm-hmm. And nobody had any complaints.
Yeah.
What? This was my first time watching this movie.
Me too.
Me too.
And I got really into it. I was having a good time until I wasn't anymore.
Did we all realize very quickly that the flashbacks were the future, though?
No.
Mm-mm.
Not until she was like, who's the little girl?
Who's this girl? Yeah.
Then I was like, oh shit, this hasn't happened yet.
Ah, no. She, I mean, early on, she says, like, I guess she's talking about being single, and I assumed from that point forward, like, oh no, this is Jeremy Renner's kid. They fall in love.
Mm.
There had to be a twist, right?
Why, did Shyamalan do this?
I mean, it kind of felt like, not like
no,
Shyamalan
it was
did
Mr.
it.
Mr. Dune.
It felt like a twist movie. Yeah, it was Jeremy Dune.
I think like what threw me a bit is like we see these like flashbacks of her, what we think are flashbacks initially, as having a child that gets sick and dies, and then we're given these scenes of like the present day, and she seems like isolated and withdrawn, and like so there's no explanation now for why she is those things. She's just a moody lady.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it feels like that's the reason that she's that way. She's like, but now we're not given a reason. We're just, this is our protagonist and she's depressed and we don't know why.
She's having visions.
She learned too much language. And now she knows all the different words for sad and a bunch of different languages.
Oh,
so now she feels
that's
all
hard
all the time.
Yeah. She only learns words for sad, like
she doesn't know happy in any language.
Yeah. English even. Nobody taught her. And so Jeremy Renner's deal too was that he could talk to aliens through Fibonacci sequences.
He like early on challenges that, like, I can't remember what they were saying. Like he read something from one of her like dissertations or something around like that language is like the building block of civilization or something, and he was like, no, it isn't, sciences. And I was like, bro, that is like provably false. Like,
yeah, that's the dumbest shit you've ever said.
Like, wait, like, civilization
language
predates
science.
Predates science. Like,
no, language come first. Stupid man.
Yeah, I was like, why would he say something that's so like demonstrably false? Like,
well, we find out throughout the whole movie that he's an idiot because he gets mad at his wife for having a kid that she knows is gonna die. I think is what happened.
Yeah.
That's the choice that he's mad at her about, right? That she chose to have the kid knowing that it was going to end in tragedy.
And also, I mean, but like, he's kind of right though, right? Like, if you know a kid's going to have like a miserable death and you still create that kid, that's your fault.
I think like I could see, I mean, it's ultimately her body, her choice, but like at the very least, I think he should have been informed. If she knew that information, because he would have the choice to like not be involved in that child's life and
yeah,
not have to go through that tragedy.
I'm not going to do that though. Yeah, her body, her choice. And this is a weird argument that I wasn't expecting to take, but as soon as it becomes like she knows the end result of the kid and it's like not good, is it still?
Well,
she's making a choice for someone else who's going to like, yeah, but like if it's predetermined and she knows that, then that's everybody's not making that decision anymore.
Truly, like if she had that knowledge, I feel like the ethical thing to do would probably be to like talk to the kid before she dies and
or like
be
not
like,
have the kid.
I'm just saying like
have a different kid with somebody else. If you want to have a kid.
I think like an argument could be made that despite it being a brief life, it could have been a good life and better than not having one, regardless of the outcome. But at the end of the day, that feels like a choice that should be up to the individual who is living that life. And with her having whatever power she has where she's experiencing time nonlinear, she has the ability to ask that question of the child and say like, knowing this outcome, would you do it all again? And there's her answer.
Yeah, but we didn't see that, so we don't know if she does that. I think she just...
Right. I'm just saying, like, ethically, I think, like, that's the choice, mm-hmm. is that that's the correct thing to do, is not to make the decision for the kid.
Alternate path. Keep trying to change your mind until you find the kid that's going to have the best life, the coolest, most badass life, and then have that kid.
As a personal choice, if I knew that, like, I was pregnant and I was going to have a child that was going to die horribly at a young age, I would terminate that pregnancy like that.
Yeah, but then if you, upon learning that you, if you had a child that you were going to have a child with a bad life, and then upon changing your mind, you found that there was a child who was going to have a badass life and live forever, would you have that kid?
No, because I don't want kids, but like...
Okay, but...
If I did, yeah.
But this kid, like, is born wearing sunglasses.
Yeah, I don't want kids, but if I was different...
I wouldn't understand how that happens.
You gotta ingest them, ingest the sunglasses first trimester.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ingest a tiny pair of toy sunglasses and they'll grow with the baby.
Yeah. It's gotta be in the first trimester, though.
Yeah, yeah. If you have it in the second semester, then what's the...
Did you just say semester?
Yeah.
And this is why men shouldn't be able to talk about
You have to wear a leather jacket.
Okay, I know what a trimester is. I was saying semester because it's funny.
Uh-huh.
Don't cancel me, Leah. And yeah, I don't think women should be allowed to make their own choices. I think every woman needs a man to make that choice for her.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically a Republican man.
Yeah.
Make
yeah.
the best choices.
Or each assigned
women.
One.
Yeah.
That would
and
be
that
terrible.
One, Ted Cruz.
Why does every woman keep getting assigned Ted Cruz? It's supposed to be random, but the AI keeps picking Ted Cruz.
Please report to your assigned Ted Cruz.
That's the AI future I want, is an AI that just assigns everybody Ted Cruz to make their life decisions.
Until there's a second Zodiac killer, it's just going to be Ted Cruz.
It's picking on who's the most successful serial killer.
Yeah. So that's pretty much what happened in this movie, right?
Yeah, yeah. Ted Cruz gets assigned to go to Earth and... give them a weapon to save aliens 3,000 years in the future.
Mm-hmm.
But also, there's an unstoppable disease that's going to kill everybody. I don't get it. Maybe they have to kill the kid to, like, cure the disease, and that's why she had the kid.
Wait.
Because when she's talking about to the kid about, like, the future, she says, I saw an unstoppable disease, and there was nothing anyone could do to stop it.
I thought she was just talking about specifically for her daughter.
I thought
though.
She was talking about maybe the whole world.
Oh.
I did not.
Because she
that
said
away.
It was really rare, right?
We'd have to ask old Timothy Chalamet.
So the aliens come here.
Yeah.
To enable. They basically came here to teach Amy Adams their language so that
she could unite the human race.
Yeah. And then they want help from us in 3,000 years. And they know they need help from us in 3,000 years because they too can see the.
Not yeah. really the future. They just don't experience time in a linear way. So
oh, that's true.
They're
so
sort of like
while
experiencing
needing help,
time.
They also are going to Earth at the same
yeah,
time.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Everything is all at once.
And they need humans to go to their planet to teach them English so they can learn the words for pissing, shitting, and farting and coming. Which yeah. was a conversation we had before we recorded. So none of that's going to carry over.
I think this movie I enjoyed. The part where it was like, okay, we have these like aliens, we have no common ground to communicate with them. Like they don't even seem to have like yeah. verbal language, right? And seeing like the process of going through like how do we build some sort of like ability to communicate without while avoiding like miscommunications, which are going to be really easy to happen in this scenario. And then that whole process, like, I think was really interesting, like, from a movie perspective. And then where it lost me was just the, oh, she knows their language now, therefore she also experiences time in a non-linear way, which is
also,
insane.
this movie kind of did an Interstellar. where it creates a time loop. We all remember my diagram of the closed loop that I drew during Interstellar that nobody could see.
Yeah.
The penis and balls.
Yeah, the penis and balls. It does that as well with the Chinese general who calls her to tell her what she told him in the past. So it's a little bit all like predetermined too. So even, I mean, going back to the kid thing, like she really had no choice. It already happened. The kid was predestined by the Chinese general who could call backwards in time.
I thought about that too, is like, so everything is just going to happen the way that it's going to happen. Like there doesn't seem to be any actual choice or like,
I think the fact that like that this alien race experiences time non-linearly, so everything's happening at the same time, just implies that fate is written, period, right? Because
time is,
they're experiencing it currently, even though we haven't yet, so they wouldn't be experiencing it if that wasn't what was going to happen, right? So there's nothing we can do about anything.
Yeah,
which at that point, what's the point of anything,
right?
Well, yeah, but it doesn't matter if there's a point or not because it's already predetermined.
I think if I found out that time worked like this, I would just lay down and just starve to death.
Well, you already did.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if you make the choice. It already happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
I'm just saying, like, what? I don't see the point in a fixed future / I guess not future doesn't even exist if you're experiencing time in a non-linear way, but.
And so Amy Adams' husband, Hawkeye, is mad at her for the kid, but the kid was always going to happen no matter what.
Yeah, I don't think she really had a choice.
It's also not his fault because he was also always going to be mad at her. So
yeah, despite being a physicist who understands concepts like non-linear time probably better than most, he can't get over the fact that in a non-linear timeline, something already happened.
His character didn't even need to be in this movie.
No.
He felt just extra.
He was just a vessel for her womb.
Yeah.
For the seed.
Unnecessary.
I thought that the another interesting aspect of this movie was like, because I really liked the learning how to communicate with something that we have no common ground with. I would maybe get the same enjoyment out of like listening to a podcast with real experts just talking about that or how we would develop that. But the other aspect of this movie that I enjoyed was the political aspect of like each one of these things is giving different information and the countries are like hesitant to trust each other even though they like have to work together or whatever. And the just overabundance of caution that everyone was taking, like as soon as there was any little shred of evidence, they were like, okay, does that mean they're gonna kill us? And that was like, that was their response to everything.
I mean, I think that's how people would actually react to something they didn't know.
Right. Yeah. Well, clearly they have significantly more advanced technology than us. So I think like it is like a the situation where you don't want to wait for them to make an aggressive move because it might be too late. Right. So I think like that's the mentality of a lot of the world leaders was just like, if we have any indication that their intentions are bad, we need to like blow them up or like, you know, like basically take like a scorched earth approach, because with their technology being so much more advanced than ours, if they decide, hey, we want to destroy the world, like they probably just can.
So, and already would have. So
what if Amy Adams learned the language and then instead of speaking, she just pooped out ink blots and went boop, 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 boop. And that was the end of the movie.
She wrote her book that was like the
universal language.
Yeah. But it was all written in the little circle graph thing so nobody else could read it.
Better ending, I think.
Yeah.
Well, we fixed it. Let's roll the trailer.
It's fixed already. I guess we can take a quick break, practice drawing our circles, and come back and make this movie better.
And we're back.
We're back.
We're back. It's movie time.
It's movie time. So let's do a little scene here that I've already got ready at the top of my brain. I want to see some of the other side effects of this alien language that Amy Adams has learned and how it's changed her perception of reality. So I think I want to see her, like, when she immediately comes back to the tent after she learns that she can see nonlinear time, and see what else she's got going on. So, Leah, I think you're going to be Jeremy Renner. You look the most like him.
Thank you.
Austin, you can be Amy Adams. You look the most like her.
Thank you.
And I'll just be somebody else. Or maybe a truck. Action.
Oh, I could really go for some, like, glorp right now.
Did you say...
Yeah.
Did you say soup? Or did you just say it weird?
Oh, no. Glorp?
This is one of those weird things where, like, I just, like, I'm not hearing you right, I think.
Glorp.
Okay, I'm hearing you right. You're just saying nonsense.
It's spelled like this circle symbol here.
You keep drawing these circle things. Nobody knows what the hell that means.
It means glorp. I'm telling you.
Okay.
I could go for some glorp.
Who are you?
I'm your truck, Jeremy Renner.
Oh, right. So wait, what you both know about glorp?
I've been teaching your truck the universal language.
Beep beep. Sure could go for some glorp.
What is glorp?
It's hard to translate.
Yeah, it's kind of like
it's like, you know, when you want some glorp.
And no.
You already lost me.
Have you ever known when the big circle shows up in your mind to tell you it's the glorp time?
I feel like kind of like I'm being excluded because I don't know the big circle language.
It's glorpin' time, really.
Oh, beep beep. That gets me all excited.
It feels like maybe this is like, it's because I have such a like science brain that maybe like I'm too smart to like really get the circle thing.
Yeah, that's what it is. You're too smart to understand.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know what glorp is.
Acting like a real quizorp, am I right?
What a quizorp. Quiz. Beep, beep.
Okay. All right. Well,
you're never slurping some glorp?
Is slurping like slurping?
No. No, slurping is not like slurping.
Couldn't be further.
I slurp with my muffler. I slurp with my engine.
I don't have a muffler or an engine, so like that doesn't really, from an analogy perspective, make a whole lot of sense to me.
You can't relate to anything. Beep, beep.
I can relate to some things, like more like human things than
like the math.
Yeah, I know some math.
You know some math?
I don't know all of it. Who knows all math? I mean, there's a lot. I still think we should be communicating with the aliens.
Garumbus knows all math.
Who?
Garumbus.
Who's that?
The great being that sees all.
What?
The infinite eye.
Oh my god, you're embarrassing me right now. I told you about Garumbus in 4 weeks.
You told me...
He's gonna act like you don't know?
4 weeks from now, we're going to tell you about Garumbus.
Okay,
and he's going to bring the slurp that solves all our problems.
You keep telling me, like, oh, I'm mad that you forgot about this thing that I told you in the future, and, like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do about that. It makes me really mad, honestly.
Embrace the infinite eye, like we told
you in
6 weeks.
I'm gonna go shoot some arrows.
Beep, beep.
Scene.
Always shooting arrows.
I think that's probably part of her abilities, is that the truck is alive. But that's the only one that Jeremy Renner gets.
Amy Adams learned the language, and now that one specific truck is alive.
Yeah. It makes as much sense as...
Yeah.
Okay, so we have a couple of things to consider now. We have Garumbus, the infinite eye, he who sees all. We've got Slorping, Glorp, embrace the eye. So these are just kind of general ideas that we can take forward with us as we...
Yeah.
Yeah. I think if I could call for a scene here, I want to see a couple army dudes talking to Amy Adams about Garumbus. And I think just like in the movie, they're really looking for like any excuse to attack these aliens. And she's just trying to explain to them like why they're here and what's going on. Action.
So wait. You're telling me Garumbus has no use for Christianity?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't really translate, but Garumbus can see everything, everywhere, all at once. So, any form of religion.
Like the movie?
Yeah, like the movie. Garumbus can see that movie anytime Garumbus wants to, as well as everything else.
Oh, so Garumbus is like one of those weirdos who made that movie their whole personality.
Garumbus has all personalities. So, in a way, yes.
He has all personalities?
All of them?
Mm-hmm.
Like even Osama bin Laden's personality?
Yeah, like extremist personalities?
Okay, I see where you're going with this. Because Garumbus told me.
Does Garumbus want to take our guns away?
Part of Garumbus does.
Ooh.
I think you guys aren't really getting it. Like, it. Let me. Can I? Do you have a pen?
What's that?
A pen?
What? Yeah, what's that?
Is that like a gun? Some of those new words from.
No, like pen.
Squids?
Yeah, glorp and slorp like and pen.
Pen is like a weapon. Right?
No.
You want a weapon? We're not going to give you a weapon.
Oh,
you want a weapon? They're probably
like Garumbus said?
You're probably working with them.
A pen is mightier than the sword, but that's just the
same.
So
it's a weapon that's mightier than
a sword? Is it mightier than my gun?
In some ways.
Well, then you can't have it.
Yeah, we're going to take that away from you.
Let me ask this a different way. I need to fill out paperwork.
Yeah. Would you like a gun for that?
I would like a long pointy thing that has ink in it.
Oh, so now you want a spear, a squid spear.
Oh my god, you guys are such quizorps.
Scene. Pins don't exist in this universe. Sorry, Austin. You didn't get the memo.
I think they do. I think just those two military dudes have no fucking idea.
They've never written anything before.
Yeah.
I think I like this whole like line of thinking, and I do think
non-linear thinking.
There
please.
Should be
this non-line of thinking.
I think there should be an opposite effect on Abbott and Costello. So I think they learn our language.
They learn English. They learn a lot dumber.
So I think a fun scene would just be Abbott and Costello have learned to speak English. They're going to be talking to Amy Adams and just sort of talking about the new experiences that they're having now that they know this language.
I love it.
Cool. So... obviously, Farley and I will be Abbott and Costello. So, action.
Bro, did you bring cheeseburger?
Cheeseburger. It's cheeseburger time.
Oh, God.
Cheeseburger,
no.
Please. McDonald cheeseburger.
I can has cheeseburger.
I taught you cheeseburger. It was just supposed to represent food. And now it's... there's more food besides cheeseburger.
Bro, I have been praying for cheeseburger. Praying to Jesus Christ for cheeseburger.
My fucking husband, well, future husband, had to teach you about Jesus. Okay. We're gonna try a
Christian
different word.
Christian scientist Jeremy Renner is my favorite person. He brings cheeseburger. The word of the Lord.
Okay, can we try to refocus? Why did you come to Earth?
Recalculating, he said come.
Can you ask the question while doing a TikTok dance?
Fortnite fire.
Okay. Oh my god. Alright, I'm gonna floss. Why did you arrive on Earth?
Why did we arrive on Earth? Because we are total gamers.
We are here to game.
Low latency, fast Wi-Fi.
Get wrecked.
What's up, fellow gamers?
I'm sorry, I really think I need to take your PlayStation away. I don't think Jeremy Renner should have brought that in here.
If you do, I will be forced to use my AR-15.
Can you even hold one of those?
Joe Brandon wants to take our PlayStation 5.
Okay. Alright. I
want a cheeseburger to put inside my PlayStation.
No, that's not where cheeseburgers go.
Cheeseburger goes inside the PlayStation.
No. They stop. You're gonna ruin the disc tray.
What is disc? Digital download is future gamer.
Okay, but if you put a cheeseburger in there, it's not even gonna turn on, I don't think.
Abbott, where does the cheeseburger go?
In the PlayStation.
In the PlayStation.
Okay. Alright, I'm done with you two. We're gonna call China and see if I can talk to their aliens, because ours are ruined now.
Extra ketchup, please.
No cheese.
You guys are quizorps.
Scene?
Are we just ending every scene with a quizorp?
Yeah.
We'll never know what quizorp means.
It seems bad.
Should we have her calling the Chinese, the aliens that have been exposed to the Chinese scientists?
Oh, yeah, and see what's going on over there.
Yeah, what they taught them.
Yeah. All right. So I'll just arrive there, or am I talking to them on the phone? Or
you called them on the phone.
Just go to China.
They gave them a cell phone.
Yeah.
All right.
Wait, are we talking, you're talking to the Chinese aliens or the Chinese people that are working with them?
The aliens.
Okay. So we're Chinese Abbott and Costello.
Yeah.
Hello? Is this Chinese Abbott and Costello?
Hello, this is Chinese Abbott and Costello.
Hello.
So the American aliens are just really obsessed with cheeseburgers and can't really answer a straight question. I think we ruined them. I think my future husband, ruined them with PlayStation and Jesus. So I wanted to ask you guys, like, what is your purpose on Earth?
What's cheeseburger?
What is cheeseburger?
I'm not making this mistake again. No, I'm not going to tell you.
You have said a new word that we do not know.
You're not allowed to know.
Could you please tell us about cheeseburger?
I'll tell you if you tell me your purpose on Earth.
Tell us cheeseburger first.
It's to learn about cheeseburger.
God damn it. Okay. All right. A cheeseburger, It's like two pieces of bread, and then there's a disc of like meat, or sometimes it's like bean or soy if it's veggie, and then you put a slice of cheese on it, and then whatever other toppings you want or condiments.
Any other toppings or condiments?
Yeah, I mean the standard is like tomato, pickle, lettuce, ketchup, mustard. But
go back to beef disc.
Yeah.
Does beef disc go in Xbox One?
No.
I need cheeseburger for beef disc.
Oh, beef disc.
Did they give you an Xbox One?
Beef disc for Xbox One, please.
Fuck, I ruined the Chinese Abbott and Costello too. God damn it. Scene. I think the way this movie goes is one by one, all 12 of these pairs of aliens learn about cheeseburgers. And that's all they care about. And then
I require beef disc.
Once you know about cheeseburger, Glorp goes out the window. I'll tell you that.
Do you think Grumpus. Each of the 12 has a different gaming console?
12 gaming consoles. Let's think.
They'd have to definitely go back and
yeah, Sega Dreamcast.
Like, yeah, there's got to be a Switch, right? Maybe they have a Wii somewhere.
Yeah, they definitely have a Wii.
Wii.
They got all those arms. They could play multiplayer by themselves.
Maybe some handhelds too.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nintendo PSP. DS. One of them's obsessed with PSPs for some reason.
A Vita.
For the PSP, they really want sliders to put the meat in the disc.
What is White Castle? Well, what else? What else do we have? We probably need like one grand finale, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, so there's the big thing that's happening in the future, but also at the same time as the present, where Amy Adams is meeting the general who like orchestrated the peace talks.
Yeah.
So we need to see that with the new influenced aliens and kind of this new world order about cheeseburger.
This is where she meets that guy and he tells her his wife's dying words.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So those are probably going to come up. Okay. Yeah. So, Austin, you'll continue to be Amy Adams, and Leah, you will be the general of the Chinese army.
Okay.
Action.
Oh, hello, General.
Hello, Amy.
An honor to meet you.
Oh, it's an honor to meet you, Amy Adams. That's your name, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Great.
I was Katie in The Office for like 2 episodes. That's how most people know me.
Don't think that's true. I have some information. I mean, well, first of all, I wanted to thank you for...
Oh, you're so welcome.
The phone call that you made to me, you know, like some months ago, like 10 months ago or whatever.
Oh, I did?
Yeah, I remember that phone call that you made. You called me at my private number. Here's my number. That's what you already have it, of course, because you called me on it.
Oh, I don't like fans to give me their number. That's...
No, you already have my number. I was just holding up my phone so you could see it, so maybe you'd remember.
Okay.
Also, I wouldn't say I'm a fan.
I'm flattered, but I'm married to Hawkeye.
Who?
Hawkeye?
Is that the Christian Scientist guy?
Yeah. He does those events, the archery for Jesus.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry, I'm a big fan of your husband. He's the guy that proved Noah's Ark was real.
Well, I mean, proved is...
Yeah, we're really into Christianity now in China after the whole unification thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll tell him you said hi.
Yeah, it's really great that Hawkeye brought all of the aliens together under one shared banner of Christ.
Yeah.
I don't know who that was. A lot of people here at this party that technically I think that guy works for me, but I'm not sure who it was.
So you said I called you?
Yeah, you called me to give me instructions on how to make the beef discs.
Oh. Oh, this is a cheeseburger thing?
Well, it's a beef disc thing.
Right. Which is part of...
Shh. General Leah, come in. Have you found the recipe for the beef disc?
Can you excuse me for just a second?
Your shirt color is speaking.
No, it's not.
Said something about the beef disc?
Excuse me, I just have to go cough into my shirt for a second. I'll be...
Okay.
Let me just walk over here and...
General Leah, we need the beef disc recipe as soon as possible.
I'm getting it. I'm gonna get it in the... I'm getting it in the past right now, but you have to... They can... Amy Adams can hear you.
We need to see what happens when we put the beef disc in the Xbox.
I know. I'm trying... That's what I want, too.
Okay, well, just hurry up. It's taking kind of longer than we expected.
Time isn't even linear. What does that mean? Taking longer than you expected.
I don't... yet, no, but I'm feeling something change in me.
I don't like that. What does that mean?
I just need the beef disc. Hurry up.
Okay. Anyway, hey, I'm back. Sorry about that. Anyway, 10 months ago you called me. You were like, you called me on my private number, and you were like, here's the recipe for beef disc. And And I wouldn't listen to you because I didn't know who you were then. So you had to tell me my hamster's dying words so that I would listen to you.
General Leo, okay. Lean in closer and let me whisper the words.
So you have the recipe already then? From 10 months ago?
Yeah, because you called me. I just want to tell you my hamster's dying words. I'm going to whisper in your ear so that nobody else can hear. Let me just put my shirt up by your ear.
I need the recipe for beef disc.
And that's what he said.
Your hamster's dying words were that he needs the recipe.
Shh, don't tell. It's a secret.
Okay. All right.
And yeah, they were. And those were also the first words he ever spoke to me, and then he died right after.
Okay.
Anyway, so yeah, so, you know, don't forget 10 months ago, the give me a call. Again, this is my number. Let me hold my phone up.
Okay, yeah.
It's super important that you did that. You did do it, so it's,
maybe
you know.
Do it right now, since it seems like we don't have recipe for beef dish.
That's a good idea, Shirt.
All right, so 10, well... Okay.
Just do it now, and then do it again 10 months ago.
Oh, good idea, Shirt. You should do it twice, just in case.
All right, let me dial your number here.
Well, fuck, okay. Why is my phone ringing?
Okay, it's ringing, but I see your phone in your hand.
Uh-huh.
Did you give me the wrong number?
Hello, General Leah here speaking.
Uh-oh.
Human tongue?
You know what happened is that's probably my number from 10 months ago, so you're talking
Please
to 10 months
message.
Ago me.
Please leave message for a beef disc recipe.
Oh, no, it's my voicemail. I turned it off because of this event. That's probably...
Oh, okay. Hey, General Leah. Just standing here talking to you.
Hey.
And
that'll be fun for me later.
About the beef disc recipe.
Yes?
What?
I said yes.
Just kidding, beep.
Oh, I gotta start it over now. You got one of those, like, funny voicemails. That's good.
Thank you.
Hey, General Leah, just standing here with you, talking about the beef disc recipe. I'm gonna say hey again.
Hey.
So, yeah, you were asking about the beef disc recipe. So, hold on. My husband's calling. Hello?
Hey,
Jeremy?
Yeah.
Hey, I was just talking about the beef disc recipe.
With who?
General Leah?
That doesn't sound like a real person. Are you sure? Did you verify their identity? You weren't about to, like, tell everybody the beef disc recipe, were you?
Well, apparently I already did 10 months ago.
Oh my god. You did that?
I don't remember doing that.
Well, if you don't remember doing it, then it probably didn't really happen.
Yeah, but, I mean, I, you know me, I'm non-linear, so just because I don't remember something happening, it just...
Yeah, that makes sense. The fact that I can't remember things that you tell me in the future is a problem, but the fact that you can't remember things that already happened, that's fine. That's perfectly fine. That seems fair and good. I'm glad that that's how it worked, and I'm glad that I'm going to be your husband in the future.
Honey, come back to bed.
Anyway, I gotta
Who's
go.
Who's that?
I was all talking in a funny voice. I gotta go.
Bring that cheeseburger back to bed.
I will.
I want you to put it in PlayStation.
We're gonna, me and myself.
Oh my god, is that Chinese Abbott?
I gotta go. Bye.
This scene.
All right, I want to see one more scene. So this is what happens once Abbott and Costello finally get a cheeseburger to put into their PlayStation.
Okay.
Action.
What fuck? Why is PlayStation now broken?
This sucks.
Quiz orb.
Scene.
Yeah, okay. I think we did it. I think we made the best version of Arrival.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot more cheeseburger.
Oh, now we've got a movie with PlayStations and Xboxes and cheeseburgers. And a talking truck. I forgot about the talking truck.
It was only in one scene.
Should have been a main character. I think Amy Adams ends up marrying the truck.
Yeah,
after
good for
her.
Jeremy Renner
he adopted
Chinese.
He's
Abbott.
The truck that stepped up, not the step truck.
I think they get hitched.
Oh, She puts the trailer hitch up her butt. And if you like the show, love the show, want to support the show, you can go to our website at bettermovieclub.com, and there you'll find links to all our social media. We're on everything, except, I guess, X now, Twitter. We have merch. We have a podcast. We have a Patreon, patreon.com/bettermovieclub, where you can subscribe to us and get stuff. If you like me, love me, want to support me, oh, get a bunch of episodes, sorry. If you like me, love me, want to support me. Dungeon Auditors Guild's going to be back soon. And read a fucking book. Austin, what do you have to plug?
Human News Network still exists. That's about it. Leah, what do you got?
I'm Leah, and I don't have anything. Thank you.
Next week, we are going to watch a movie by the name of Back to the Future.
Oh, he did have one.
Yeah, I did have one.
Nice. We're going back
to the future.
Nonlinear time,
another,
baby.
Another movie about time travel. Nonlinear because he fucks stuff up, right? Or
he almost
takes away,
unalives himself.
And then doesn't he also like take credit for a song?
Yeah, yeah, he steals that Chuck Berry song, Johnny B.
Yeah.
Good.
Anyway, we'll see you next week or last week.
It's all the same.
It's always, I think even in all your time, it's still next week.
Bye.
Cut.
Quizorp.